Rocket Sports and Entertainment comes a sports show done right. We're all about the fans in the stands. Now, get ready for sports writer and insider Rick Cecone with a true fan perspective in what's happening. Now, Rick Cecone.
Hey, good morning, Bay Area. Now, those of you listening, rocketsports-ent.com and the Tan Talk Radio Network here in beautiful Tampa Bay. I'm Rick Cecone with Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network here along with co-host, summer intern, Darius Thigpen. Darius, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Such a good day to not be of the University of Miami.
Oh, we got that. We got a lot on that coming up, I know. Great, thanks for bringing it up. We got a big, huge show today. I got a lot to talk about. I always have a lot to talk about.
Oh, you always do.
I know, it's crazy.
It's the sports ADD, like you tell me.
Sports ADD, yeah. You know, somebody said, you're crazy. And I said, I kind of take that as a compliment. So anyway, you know, this is a show all about the fans and the guests. And we want to change sports and entertainment one event at a time. A dynamic has to change with this economic paradoxical shift. It has to change. I said years ago, sports and entertainment was a lagging economic indicator. And here we're seeing it. We're going to talk a lot about the Bucks game last night. I got a lot to say about that. We're going to touch on the Tampa Bay Rays a little bit. I got a little bit of hockey. You're going to love the Rocket Report today. If you're a new listener, you got to listen to the Rocket Report. I have a couple. That's where I get to spout out my opinion and talk about negative things in sports and always finish with a positive to make everybody feel good. I do have a positive, and it involves our Tampa Bay Buccaneers, actually.
All right.
So I'll bring that up. But anyway, once again, every time I sit down, and I will never, ever take this for granted, I sit down in front of this mic, and I think how lucky I am to say what just about basically whatever I want, with a few cuss words deleted.
Right.
And I could say whatever I want, like I'm talking at home, to the audience over the airwaves because I have the freedom of speech in the United States of America only because of the military.
Got to thank the military. Got to thank the troops keeping us safe and allowing
Absolutely.
Us to live free.
My friend Anthony and everybody out there at MacDill, keep doing what you're doing because there's people out here that really, really appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts and know that you give us the liberties to do what we're doing. And I always ask you, you see a terrorist?
Haven't seen one lately.
Haven't seen one lately. That means they're doing a great job. So anyway, let's talk. I guess we got to talk right in. Oh, I'd like to thank Travis Faley, executive producer of the show. He's out there working hard, always behind the scenes. Used to be on the air with me over at that other radio station. We'll be coming back on time to time with us. But want to get right into it. I got to get right into this. Let's talk about the game last night. And what a statement. I'll tell you, I'm not a big Bill Belichick fan because he coaches a Boston team. However, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, right?
Oh, one of the best coaches, and he sent a statement last night.
A statement. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick woke up in the morning and said, Youngry this! There's a few more heads that fit into some helmets on that Tampa Bay Buccaneer locker room this morning. Let me tell you something. Could Aaron Hernandez and the receiver formerly known as Chad Johnson been any more wide open for touchdowns?
Oh, it was just unbelievable. Tom Brady was just picking him apart, and he had all day to throw.
It was like practice I would bet anything on this that Belichick used the word Youngry in the locker room. I'm sure that he did. The teacher appeared last night, whether or not the student Raheem Morris was ready. And I know it's preseason, but let me tell you something. They sent a statement. I come 28-0 at halftime. And the fact that Brady played the whole first half, I mean, what did that say? And then How about he took him out for like a couple plays?
Took him out for a couple plays and put him right back
yeah,
in.
Yeah. He took him out for a couple plays. It was like psyche. And everybody's going, thank God, Brady's out. And then here he comes right back in. And just, I don't know what's going on. Could Gerald McCoy tackle Danny Woodhead last night? Maybe once? Did he touch him?
I don't think so. Not until, as a matter of fact, Danny Woodhead was clean the entire game until finally it was
a punt return.
In the second half.
And I bet you they're second-guessing that, putting him out on special teams. But, I mean, 36 carries for 200 yards as a team. 5.6 yards a carry. Now, there's been a lot of talk about Gerald McCoy. And you know what? I'm going to say this. I know he's spouting off at the mouth a little bit, you know, and people say, well, what's wrong with that, Rick? You do that. Well, I'm a radio talk show host. This is my job. Right. His job is to play football, maybe tackle somebody. How about that? Why don't you start with that? Why don't you start with tackling somebody and not missing assignments? Well, anyway, he's going to mature. He's 23 years old. He's going to mature. And then I heard somebody talking about there's no leaders on the team to help him. Keith Millard. We talked about Keith Millard the past few shows, and we've been praising what a great move that was, bringing a veteran coach in, a veteran player to coach this team. Right. Keith Millard, I believe, will have this defensive line playing a lot better by the end of the season. But you go from, you know, the tail of two games, the Kansas City game, to... Now, you can say it was a short week. Well, it was a short week for the Patriots, too.
At this point, you can't really say short week. What is it? It's been a long season? No, it's the second preseason game, so that has nothing to do with it. It's just the defensive line was dominated by the Pats' offensive line, and the offensive line was dominated by the Pats' defensive line.
Yeah,
it was just,
the line of scrimmage
the
was
The line
just,
of scrimmage was lost.
It was lopsided. It was lopsided. And thank God it wasn't a regular season game, because it probably would have been 59-14. So anyway, oh, guess who made a tackle last night?
Who?
Ashton Yabody.
Ashton Yabody.
Yabody.
From The Ohio State University. That's a blast from the past right there.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah.
Born in Liberia.
Yeah.
The Ohio State University. Yeah. I wanted to bring that up.
Last played there in 2005. And he was a pretty good safety. You know, he had some good years. And he was lost in the league. A part of it is because he was drafted by the Bills.
Right, exactly.
It's tough to make a name for yourself there, but...
Well, he's got a shot here because we need defensive back help. Yeah. And was signed just this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Signed just this week.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that.
Have you ever been to Wichita, Kansas?
Don't plan on ever being there, no, and I have not been there.
I used to go on business, and there's a big sign when you get out of the airport, birthplace of flight. Which I always thought it was North Carolina,
right?
But they invented something there, and I don't know, the Wright brothers came from, I don't know the story.
Right.
But it's a birthplace of flight, and there's a lot of, Boeing has a big plant there, and Cessna, and there's a lot of aeronautical parts made in Wichita, Kansas. So why am I bringing up Wichita, Kansas? It is also the birthplace of Albert Mack.
Oh, yeah.
Albert Mack, 69-yard. Interception return for a touchdown, pick six.
Nice. The only.
So it was really nice. So yeah. Bright spot. I'm just trying only to be nice. Spot. I'm trying to be nice here. Yeah. Another one. Dun, 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 dun. You know who I'm talking about?
Who?
Alan Bradford. Southern Cal had a touchdown last night. Rookie 6th round draft pick for the Bucs.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a rookie 6th round draft pick scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
We had a 2nd year guy. 3rd round draft pick, can't make a tackle. Third pick overall, not make a tackle. Now, you went to the game last night.
Yeah.
If they weren't playing the Patriots.
Right.
Let's say they were playing some obscure West Coast team that doesn't have a following like Seattle. How many people really would have been at the game?
Not many. I honestly thought it was a Rays game when I walked in because there was a bunch of loud Boston fans shouting, more fans, and the stadium was about half full. I thought it was a Rays game for a second. I'm like, oh, wait, where is everybody? It was bad.
You realize half full would mean there were 30,000 there.
Oh, yeah, so it probably wasn't even
a third
even
full? 20,000 people?
About a third full, yeah.
Now, this is an issue with this organization, and I've been talking about it for years. 2 years ago, I had season tickets since the early 90s, going back to the old Sombrero days and then the new stadium, formerly known as Tampa Stadium, now Raymond James Stadium. And they called me. I had four lowers. I spent $5,000 a year on season tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, $5,000 a year. I had four lowers. And economically, I decided to trim some budgets. And I just did not like the direction of this organization at the time. This was 2 years ago. Think about it, two years ago. And I didn't like a lot of the decisions that were being made with this organization. So I didn't want to I didn't want to renew my season tickets. And actually, I even let go some deposit money. I didn't care. Well, they had called me and they said, you know, you got four tickets. And I said, look, I said, here's what I'll do. I will keep two of them. I will let two go. I will keep two. And I don't want to pay for the preseason games. And they laughed at me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The issue with this organization, have fun as the tumbleweeds blow through the stands this year. This organization reacted. They are reacting now instead of proacting to a problem 2 years ago. And even last year they had all the opportunity in the world to be proactive for this year. If they did it at the beginning of last year, because the team was horrible then. We thought the team was going to be horrible. You know, right. Coming off 3 wins, you know, I said 7 wins, and lo and behold, 10 wins just missed the playoffs. You got a perfect opportunity. So that's all I got to say about that. And, you know, getting back to this blackout rule, unbelievable, right?
They blacked out the preseason game. That's how bad it is right now.
Why are you blacking out? I don't understand. See, I would always thought that the blackout rule didn't apply to the preseason, but maybe it does, or maybe that's something they just decided to do.
Right.
I just don't get it. I don't get the dynamic behind that. Listen, it's preseason. It's a hard enough time getting people to go to the game in the hot weather across the country. It's hot everywhere. One. Two, you're paying full price for games that don't count. They're really scrimmages.
Yeah.
For teams to evaluate what's going on. And, you know, thankfully for the Bucks, they got a lot of evaluation to do. And be glad this is a preseason game. Now everybody comes back down to earth. And wow, it was domination, I think you said, was the best word.
Yeah.
To bring that up. So, I mean, what do you got? What did you bring from the game?
Well, I mean, just looking at the game, it was, like I said, the offensive and defensive line was absolutely dominated. I mean, it was a sloppy game, too. 85 yards of penalties in the first half for the Bucks. That was, you know, just ugly. Sloppy defense, no pressure. They couldn't stop the run. And I think you said they averaged, what, 5 points? The Patriots averaged 5.6 yards per carry?
5.6
yards per carry. Yeah, they just ran the ball. Tom Brady did whatever he did. And on the flip side, Josh Freeman had no time to throw. I mean, when you're looking at that, the game is won and lost on the offensive and defensive line, and that's exactly what happened last night. The Patriots went up 28-0. The Bucks really had no shot because the Patriots had all day on offense, and the Bucks had no time whatsoever.
Yeah, and it just unbelievable. There was one play. Quincy Black got blocked so far off the ball. If he was wearing stripes, I would have thought he was a back judge. I mean, I'm telling you, this is just, it was ugly, and I think it needed to be ugly, and I think now, because I thought the team, and once again, I am going to, Bucks fans, I am approaching this season with cautious optimism.
Yeah.
Okay? Last year, I was a lot more optimistic about the season than I am this year, and I just, the swagger is just a little too confident for me. You know, Youngry, we're going to get. You got 70 out of 90 guys that have 3 years or less in the league. You got a young coach. He's still a young coach. He's looking. Let me tell you something. It was an anomaly last year. Mike Williams and LeBlanc. We call him LeBlanc, by the way, John Owens. Because he goes, yeah, LeBlanc. I said, that's a great nickname. We're the only one calling him that. LeBlanc. Those two players, and we talked about it a little bit with Rick Stroud, on what an anomaly those two players are. Well, let me tell you something. LeGarrette Blount and Mike Williams are not going to sneak up on anybody this year.
No.
And it's going to be different, and we're in for a tough season. And don't think that when this team is, you know, 6-10 or something at the end of the year, just don't be surprised.
Well, I mean,
I'm hoping they are.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the Bucks; they could lose almost every game in their own division. I mean,
Carolina sucks.
I mean, two against the Panthers.
Carolina sucks.
That's not a rollover like it was last year. Because Cam Newton can make plays.
Right. And, you know, he might be the real deal.
And I don't think you know, you really have to be that worried about
Jimmy
the Panthers
Clausen.
This year.
They call him Casey
Jimmy Clausen. Like, I don't even know what's going on.
I call
with
him Casey Clausen.
Casey Clausen. Who's that?
I don't know.
Just
must be
up
somebody.
Names over here.
I know. I do that all the time.
But yeah, but then, you still have the Falcons to worry about and the Saints to worry about. The Bucks are in a tough division.
I don't think the Falcons and the Saints are going to be a lot better. I'd like that Julio Jones, though.
Well, they gave up a lot for him. I don't like that pick.
Yeah,
they gave up so much.
They gave up a lot, and he's a rookie. And like those rookie receivers, you see him. Who would have thought Mike Williams? Everybody's expecting out of Green in Cincinnati. Where are they going? The Bengals. I mean, they're horrible. So Travis sent me a text. Goes, how bad are the Bengals going to be? Andy Dalton's going to start. Now, I like Andy Dalton.
I don't know. I don't think
a rookie quarterback starting.
As a rookie quarterback starting, Andy Dalton is, you know, I don't think that's the right move. He needs to, like, mature to come into the league,
well,
like,
who
2 years.
Who else do they have? Palmer?
They have Carson Palmer's brother.
Carson Palmer's brother. Is he still there?
He's still there. That's interesting one right there.
All righty then. So it's going to be a long year up there on the banks of the Ohio River.
It's going to be a long, long year in Cincinnati.
Hey, if you want to talk Bucks, give us a call, 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000. Oh, do you see that?
Rock
I hit a bell.
Bell.
I didn't even know there was a bell in here. Next show, take that away from me. Hey, it's and toll free across the beautiful United States of America, 866-826-1340. We're going to take a quick break. I got a lot of great stuff coming up. Stay tuned. Don't move. Rick Sasso, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters THStreetMedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
This is Travis Failey with Rocket Sports and Entertainment. When I decided to finally get LASIK eye surgery done, I did a lot of research on which doctor to use. I decided to use TLC Laser Eye Centers. Boy, did I make the right decision, and I couldn't be happier with the results. When the surgery was complete, I thought that I would have 20/20 vision, but I was wrong. It's even better, and now I have 20/15. If you have any doubts on getting LASIK done, Dr. Kuva, Dr. Shriver, and their staff are there to assist you and answer any questions you may have. The Tampa Bay Rays and I trust TLC Laser Eye Centers. Shouldn't you?
To set up your free consultation, call them at 813-685-2737. 813-685-2737. Or on the web at tlcvision.com.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Rocket Sports and Entertainment is on your radio. It's all about the fans and you.
Welcome back to the big show. 23 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour here on the beautiful east coast of the United States. We're in Clearwater, Florida, on the west coast of Florida. Thank everybody for listening on the Tan Talk Radio Network, TanTalk1340.com, and RocketSports-ENT.com. I am the host of Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, Rick Sassone, here along with Darius Thigpen, summer intern from The Ohio State University.
Like I said, great day to be a Buckeye and not a Hurricane.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get to that. I got some things coming up. Want to just recap. We talked about the Bucks. How Bill Belichick and Tom Brady made a statement. They went into the stadium, formerly known as Tampa Stadium, and just dominated. And if I'm sure some parts of the people in the country saw it on television, just not in Tampa.
People in Boston saw it.
I'm sure they did. So anyway, really excited about football's back. Now we're in the second week of post-lockout preseason football. Something we've never experienced post lockout preseason football. I love it. I'm the only one in the country saying that. That's why you need to listen to my show. You'll hear things and you'll go, huh? It's good. Just keep up. Post lockout preseason football. I love it. So anyway, we're going to be getting to the Tampa Bay Rays. I got a few things to say about the Rays. We're going to touch on the Rays. And we got all kinds of good things coming up, good stories. I got so much today, I don't even know what to talk about. But yes, I do. Of course I do. But I want to get, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
The Rocket Report. Here's where I get to talk. Miami Hurricanes football. What is going on here? I am totally confused. When I heard the story starting to break, I'm like, okay, this is good. Now I'm really into it. I hate to talk about what everyone else is talking about, but during the Rocket Report, I get to swing my opinion, which nobody else has.
Right.
Opinions are unique.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, Nevin Shapiro. Do you know he went to University of South Florida?
I did not know that. That shocked me.
He went to University of South Florida. Yeah. There's an article. St. Pete Times, Greg Allman, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, wrote an article. And here's even a bigger shocker. Nevin Shapiro attended the University of South Florida at the same exact time I did.
Wow.
I was there 86 to 88. He was there 86 to 90. Check this out. He was a criminology major. I guess he's using that now. Huh?
It's a little ironic.
Boy, I'm sitting in a radio studio with a mic, and he's sitting in prison. Wow. So anyway, listen to this. Back when I was at the University of South Florida, I get a knock on the door, a guy that lived across the dorm. A friend of mine, Al, came over knocking on my door, and his two friends, Timmy and Richie, they had a deal, and it was called the airplane game. And what the airplane game was, for $50, you buy in as a co-pilot. And then you work, or you buy in as a passenger. And it was a pyramid, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you, for $50, this is a true story, 1986, the fall of 86, maybe the spring of 87. You'd bought in for $50, which was a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm.
You bought in for $50, you became a passenger. You recruited passengers under you. You moved up to flight attendant, co-pilot, and then pilot. And then once you broke off, you got paid all the money. It's a pyramid.
Right.
It's a Ponzi. Well, there were a bunch of jokers, and there were a lot of names from Miami. I remember Coco Miami, Eddie Miami, had all these nicknames. It made the news.
Wow.
And they didn't call it a Ponzi scheme. They called it a pyramid scheme. I'm thinking Nevin Shapiro started it.
Maybe.
I'm almost convinced.
I don't think that there's any coincidence. I'm starting to think
Travis,
with that.
Travis, if you're listening, get Nevin Shapiro on the show. I want him on the show. I don't know if he could do it from prison, if we could patch in. I want him on the show because I got to ask him. Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment, wants to know, did you start the pyramid scheme in the late 80s at the University of South Florida? I want to know. Anyway, Donna Shalala, let me tell you something. She gets a $50,000 check handed. Donna, you're a highly intelligent woman. You're highly educated. You have a doctorate from Syracuse University. You served as health secretary under Bill Clinton. Politics. So you know she's probably, whatever. She didn't know about this?
Oh, there's no way.
Come on.
If you have 70-plus athletes over 10 years getting all of these benefits that they're alleged of getting, if this is all true, there's no way that the people in the offices, including Donna Shalala,
did not know. Did anybody say, by the way, you have a $1.6 million yacht, what do you do for a living? Did anybody ask that question?
Oh.
But I know one thing for sure. I know one thing in this investigation. Now, you've seen her pictures. If you've seen Donna Shalala's pictures, I've been really studying her picture.
Right.
There's one thing that I know for sure. Donna Shalala was not one of the hired prostitutes. That's all I know.
I mean, I would hope not. I would hope not.
Exactly. So anyway, just crazy stuff. I mean, in the players that are implicated in this, I mean, Kellen Winslow Jr.
There's all the big names.
Here's a public service announcement. Oh, I could do this. Public service announcement, PSA, PSA, PSA. If you're hanging around with somebody that's breaking the law and they're using a credit card, get the hell away from them.
Yeah.
This guy couldn't have left any more paper trails if he wrote notes for the cops himself. He was dropping breadcrumbs all along the way.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you? If you're breaking the law, use cash. Better yet, don't even break the law. How about that?
Yeah, start with that.
But if you're hanging out with somebody that's buying crack and they're using a credit card, they're probably going to get caught. So get away from them. So anyway, he spent one night $3,700 at a strip club.
Wow.
On his credit card, $3,700. That wasn't just all lap dances. Let me tell you something. Okay. So anyway, I don't know where they go from here. They're talking death penalty. Is this crazy? Could that happen, Darius Thigpen?
I think it is a real possibility. If everything that Nevin Shapiro says is true, that he was giving players over an extended period of time. And this, remember, Miami came off major violations recently. That was back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Right.
So they had violations then. And if he has violations for the last 10 years, major, and this could be millions of dollars that the university got off of him, and they knew that it was all improper, that's just about what it means for the death penalty. That's a second time.
I mean, how much worse can it get?
I mean, it can't get much worse than that. It really can't. The Miami, I mean, I heard somebody talking about on the radio that Miami, when they want to break a violation, they do it in a big way. And, you know, that's what's going on right now. Miami, they didn't just go secondary. They went all in
on
this.
Now, did they win a national championship under Shapiro?
No, I don't. Or actually, if it goes back 10 years.
To that Ohio State?
Then, yeah, it's that year. It would be after the year they won the national championship and then the year they played Miami. Miami played Ohio State.
There's going to be a lot more things coming on about this.
There's a lot. If this is all true, there's a lot underneath it.
Should Donna Shalala step down?
You mean it's looking like she might have to. If what they're saying is true, she probably would have to.
Well, here's another thing. I find it very interesting. She came from Wisconsin, and it's reportedly that Barry Alvarez lost $600,000 to the Ponzi scheme. What I find interesting about this, Barry Alvarez was supporting Hurricanes football.
Essentially, he was, yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. Not for him, but I mean, so anyway. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on. The other thing that I have, I don't know if you saw this or not, the Madison Square Garden Network, and I can't wait to talk to these people when the Islanders come down and we talk about this.
Right.
What a bunch of wuss bags. They put together this summer summer ice series to keep interest in the fans over the break during the during the summer, and they were going to have a watch party, and they were going to show an old game.
Okay.
And the game they decided to show was an all-out brawl against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I mean, it's 256 penalty minutes. Now, let's talk about brawls in sports. A brawl in hockey, there used to be bench-clearing brawls. There's not anymore. All the players on the ice were fighting one-on-one.
Right.
Okay. Hockey, it's very organized. It's part of the game. In other sports, when there's a brawl, the bench is clear. People are using bats.
Chaos.
You remember that one where Miami and Florida International, the guy's taking his helmet off, hitting people. They're kicking.
Seeing basketball's chairs getting
blind
used.
Blind spot. Right, right. We got something coming up about chairs, too.
Yeah.
Blind spots, just blindsided, just ridiculous. Okay. With the crap, with the cesspool of garbage that is on network television, all these cop shows, with the cesspool of garbage on these video games, the explicit lyrics, a little hockey altercation, they can't show it. They caved. I guess the NHL didn't want them to show it, so they caved the pressure. So they put a 7-6 overtime win on.
You know, I mean, I've heard that, you know, recently the NHL is trying to take fighting out of hockey, essentially. And it's just kind of like, why?
Well, because it's making it worse. It's making it worse.
It's a part of the game.
Well, they got the instigator rule now, and now enforcers can't be enforcers like they truly used to be.
Right.
Guys are taking cheap shots. You've seen more cheap shots in the National Hockey League in the last couple years.
Oh, it's
You've
very
seen
true,
more
yeah.
injuries, right? You've seen
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You've seen it all over the place? Let me tell you something. Zdeno Chara got his ass whipped against Montreal. I can say ass, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't say it much. Would have got his butt whipped with that Max Pacioretty hit. So, whatever. This just goes on and on. I saw somebody hit Martin St. Louis, E-Rat from the Nashville Predators, hit Martin St. Louis. I wanted to come out of the stands and whip him. You know, you can't because then it's instigator. You get a penalty. It's why are we... Now, let me segue into something else because my mind's running. Why are we sissifying sports? The players get paid more. This is going to be a controversial statement.
Yeah.
They get paid more now than the old timers did, and we're protecting them more. You know what the hell the problem is? It's the equipment.
Really?
We don't want kickoffs in the end. You know what the old timers are saying? Put some leather helmets on those bitches. Put some leather helmets on those guys. Then they won't lead with their head. Think about it. There'd be less injuries and less concussions in the National Football League if they played with leather helmets. Okay? Instead of those missile weapons that they have on their heads. All right. That's it. Sissification of pro sports.
Right.
We may not see kickoffs anymore in the National Football League. We may never see a fight again in the National Hockey League. But God forbid a pitcher throws a ball at a base but a hitter's head. All heck breaks loose. So anyway, everybody's out there. Managers and coaches and crazy. Anyway, a positive.
Yeah.
How about this? Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, I beat on them. Positive. Free agent signing. Michael Kanin. 51.8 yards per punt last night.
Wow.
51.8.
And he had a lot of work to do last night.
He was tired. Well, no, it was four. He had four punts.
Oh, okay.
Because so Ryan Hunter, what's his name? Ryan Malone. Okay. Which is Robert Malone. Myron Malone might be able to punt better than Robert Malone. Robert Malone's agent needs to start making some phone calls because he averaged like 40 yards per kick, 36 yards per kick, something ridiculous. But they split the duty last night. But there were eight punts. They punted eight times. Okay, and you're absolutely right. Mike's going to get a lot of work in this year. I don't know. The offense should be better, but the defense, it's that old adage. They're not going to rest enough. They're going to be on the field a lot.
Yeah.
Giving up a lot of scores. The offense is going to get a lot of work. They're going to be starting from the 20 a lot. I guess the average starting position last week for all the preseason games in the National Mafia League was the 26-yard line.
It's not surprising.
Okay. So anyway, so Michael Kanin, five punts. Actually, had five punts for 51.8 yards.
It's not bad.
That's booming in it, right?
Yeah.
51 yards. That's gross. But still, I mean, well, they were backed up a lot, so I'm sure there were no touchbacks. I'm sure he didn't put any in the end zone. He wasn't close enough to do that. So anyway, that's the Rocket Report. Nevin Shapiro, Donna Shalala, and the whole Miami mess. He was, Nevin Shapiro, in case you missed it, was a student at the University of South Florida, 86 to 90. I do have information that there was a pyramid scheme at the time, now known as a Ponzi scheme. Back at the University of South Florida, we wonder if Nevin started it. We're going to try to get him on the show, ask that question. I don't know if they allow prisoners to be on the radio. Probably not, but we'll have to check that out. And they're moving him to Miami just to bust his balls. I would give him a gel so he could see the beach just to bust his balls. So anyway, we talked about the Madison Square Garden watch party, how they were going to show this game that featured fighting, 256 penalty minutes in the game. Trevor Gillies was suspended, dubbed a $100,000 fine these guys got. It was an ugly game, but it ended up being it was all right.
Yeah.
I watched it. Matter of fact, it was on TV that night. And their decision was NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly came down on the Islanders for having such a party, so the league directed it once again. And then the positive was Michael Kanin punting five punts, an average of 51.8 yards. Spectacular. Well, that'll win you a game. That'll win you a game, punting for 51 yards. So anyway, that's the Rocket Report. Let's get in. We're going to do this. Let's take a quick break.
All right.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk about your Tampa Bay Rays update and a few other things that I have. Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment, and Darius Thigpen will be back after this break.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters T-H, streetmedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
This is Travis Failey with Rocket Sports and Entertainment. When I decided to finally get LASIK eye surgery done, I did a lot of research on which doctor to use. I decided to use TLC Laser Eye Centers. Boy, did I make the right decision, and I couldn't be happier with the results. When the surgery was complete, I thought that I would have 20/20 vision, but I was wrong. It's even better, and now I have 20/15. If you have any doubts on getting LASIK done, Dr. Kuva, Dr. Shriver, and their staff are there to assist you and answer any questions you may have. The Tampa Bay Rays and I trust TLC Laser Eye Centers. Shouldn't you?
To set up your free consultation, call them at 813-685-2737. 813-685-2737. Or on the web at tlcvision.com.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
This is the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back, gang. Rick Sassone, Darius Thigpen, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network here live on the TAN Talk Radio Network. You can catch us on rocketsports-ent.com and tantalk1340.com. Really excited to be on the live airwaves and the internet. Hey, want to start talking a little bit about the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
And I know we've been optimistic about the Rays, hanging on. It's getting tight. If they don't sweep the Seattle Mariners this weekend, I think it's curtains.
I mean, they really do have to take advantage of every game that they can because time is running out.
Time is not on their side.
Right.
So anyway, yes, the Seattle Mariners come in this weekend. The New York, lo and behold, Boston fans, the New York Yankees first place by half a game.
Yeah.
New York Yankees in first place by half a game. The Tampa Bay Rays are 8.5 out of the wild card, 9 out of first place. Seattle's coming in, struggling Seattle Mariners, need to sweep them. We got the Mariners are in Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday's a 7:10 start, Wade Davis versus Felix Hernandez. Saturday's a night game, 7:10, Jeremy Hellickson versus Charlie Furbush. I wonder if Charlie Furbush has a sister. Furbush. So anyway, no. Sunday, 1:40, James Shields against Michael Pineda. So anyway, and then the Detroit Tigers come in for four, which the first place Detroit Tigers come in for four. Those are all 7:10 games, even the Thursday getaway game. There's a 7:10 game.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting to see that.
Well, a 7:10 game, and you know where they got to fly to?
Up to Toronto.
Toronto, and let's hope Evan Longoria has his passport. Last year, he didn't have his passport when he went
to.
I mean, what a nightmare. Wow. What's he batting out, 240?
Oh, no, he's like at 230, 220.
230, 220, Evan. You know, AK's getting stolen, AK-47 getting stolen, car getting stolen, complaining about the attendance. Nice batting average. Bring your passport to Toronto. You need it. Okay, so anyway, you know, this is it. They don't get swept. Now, here's the good news I want to bring up.
Yeah.
If you can't make it to the Trop, which I suggest you will, because tickets, you should be able to get tickets just to watch Ichiro Suzuki, one of the greatest players.
Oh, watch Felix Hernandez.
Felix Hernandez. I know, Felix Hernandez.
Yeah.
Good matchup tonight. If you can't make it out there, get the Champs Americana.
Great place to watch.
At the International Plaza, they have bucket beer specials.
Oh.
Bucket beer specials. And you know what's really cool? I'm so glad they came out with these buckets of beer, because it's just kind of cool. It's kind of like you're tailgating, because you got like a cooler at your table. Buckets in the...
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? You never thought of that, huh?
No, I haven't thought of it like that.
There you go. It just doesn't close. So not like having an open cooler sitting at your table. So anyway, get the Champs Americana. They have bucket specials, not only for the Rays games, all sports games in general. Get out to sports Champs Americana International Plaza. Just a great place to watch the game. Hey, did you hear Floyd Mayweather is back in the news?
No, really?
Yeah,
should be for a good reason.
Well, he's been a repeat offender of the Rocket Report, and he is getting sued now by the shooting in Vegas. And you know, Travis sent that information to me, and I said, "Yeah, I'll talk about it." He's been on the Rocket Report a number of times. The most shocking was when he was I forgot the exact charge. I can't remember. But it was, is that Tampa? It could be Tampa. I don't know. I'm watching TV. See, my ADD's kicking in.
Yeah.
The exact charge but he was getting physical with his wife or girlfriend at the time, and he told his 12-year-old. His 12-year-old took the phone to call. This is really sad. This is really, really sad. Obstruction of justice, it's called. There you go. I knew. Devin Shapiro just called me. He was a criminology major. Obstruction of justice. He was threatening bodily harm to his girlfriend, wife, and the son's mother, the 12-year-old's mother, to protect her. Obviously, your father's Floyd Mayweather. You can't whip him. He picked up the phone to call 911, and Floyd Mayweather said, if you call the police, I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
Wow.
That's obstruction of justice. That's serious, felonious activity. So anyway, getting back to Champs International, Champs Americana, the International Plaza, they have a party coming up. It's a free event tonight, 6 to 8. It's going to be the college premier player or college football. And there's going to be official announcement of the players and a music video by Players Anthem. And Dave Worth from Channel 10 is going to be hosting it. He was a sideline reporter last night for that replay game.
Yeah.
And Dave Worth raced in the media go-kart race for the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Oh, yeah?
And finished third.
Not bad.
Because Rocket Sports Entertainment finished second. So I got to see Dave in my rearview mirror. It's pretty cool. So Dave does a great job. He did a great job last night. So Dave Worth will be out there and Leroy Salmon. So get out to Champs Americana at the International Mall. Be a pretty exciting event tonight. It's free, 6 to 8. So anyway, Floyd Mayweather, yeah, he's getting sued again. So that's crazy stuff. And then I had something else I wanted to bring up. I can't remember what it was. Oh, of course. How could I not remember? The Goodwill Games. The Goodwill Games is supposed to promote goodwill.
Right.
Between the United States and China. Did you see the brawl with Georgetown?
That was ugly.
Did you see the brawl? Now, I got a couple funny things. First of all, was Allen Iverson there?
Don't think so. He's in Turkey.
Okay, Allen Iverson's in Turkey, so he was probably not at the game. But however, what a horrific scene for Allen Iverson. In high school, people were throwing chairs at him in a bowling alley. Now Chinese players are throwing chairs at his alma mater players in China. Just what a nightmare. That's great. So anyway, what a nightmare. Now, Joe Biden,
yeah,
Vice President Joe Biden is in China. He coincided his trip with these Goodwill Games to be in China. Now, I hear reports he was not at the game.
Okay.
But I'm sure he'll plagiarize the story. And then another thing is, you know, Joe Biden went to Syracuse University. Do you think he possibly put the... Because it was Georgetown. I want an investigation. Donna Shalala, too, has a doctorate from Syracuse University.
That's maybe good.
Maybe.
Because, I'll tell you what it really was.
Because, no, Syracuse fans really take excitement in seeing Georgetown getting beat up. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
It was just the Chinese. They were just trying to collect on their money from the U.S.
That's what it was. Absolutely. So that was exciting. If you haven't seen that video, it's on Yahoo Sports. Watch the video.
Ugly.
But I guess the Chinese, they're fighting a lot over there, I hear. This isn't the first brawl that they've gotten in.
Yeah, I heard of something else, too. It's like a second or third time, you know, in a few games. So it's like, it's so uncharacteristic. When you think of, like, Chinese teams, you don't think of brawls.
No, absolutely.
That's actually something we specialize in, usually.
Right. Well, I was very surprised to see that. And the Goodwill Games are no less to promote,
goodwill, right? I mean, that's what I thought, right?
Economically, in this world right now, there's no peace. I'm telling you, we're hitting everywhere. Hey, listen to this. People laughed at the UFC, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that contract?
Oh, no.
The television contract?
What was it?
Fox signed a television deal to carry UFC fights. They're paying $100 million a year.
$100 million a year.
How much money? Now, the disappointing thing in this, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, we bid $99.5. So we lost out to Fox. But anyway, well, actually, I think we bid $101, and they want to see the bank account. And yeah. Obviously, the account's in the wrong one. So they're laughing. Of course, I'm kidding. I would never bid that much for UFC, but I guess it's very popular.
Oh, it's extremely popular, especially with a lot of college guys coming up now. That's, I mean, it's kind of replaced boxing. UFC is the new thing right now.
Well, and the reason why, you know, I heard this years ago when it was first coming into prominence, the reason why it replaces boxing is because there's more competitors.
Yeah.
There's more contenders, you know, because you don't just, you got boxers, you got kick fighters, you got street fighters, you got wrestlers. Yeah,
a whole bunch of different styles.
A whole bunch of different styles can fit, so you have more fights. You have more belt fights, we should say,
right,
you know, than boxing does. And it's just really, this whole thing, it's just amazing. I saw that and I'm like, no way. And the first thing it said, Fox deal with UFC hits right demographic. And it talked about the deal that they're buying the right. And I'm thinking, well, how much would they pay for that? And I looked it up and it's $100 million per year.
Unbelievable.
So what's the advertising revenue they got to be getting on that?
Wow. Yeah. That's serious paper right there.
So, yeah. So, what else we got going on? You know, Terrell Pryor.
This guy.
Well, you know, why the National Football League, as I like to lovingly refer to them as the National Mafia League with Don Roger Goodell. Yeah, they extort money from fans. That's what they do. They extort money from fans. National Mafia League, NML. That's what Rocket Sports and Entertainment knows them as. And Roger Goodell, I mean, the commissioners in these leagues, I mean, what do they do for, I mean, Al Capone did more for his money than these guys do. So anyway, that's why I refer to him. This, they use the rules to circumvent their agenda, which is right, making money.
Right.
The Shield makes a lot of money, a tremendous amount of money. Explain to me what you know about the supplemental draft.
The supplemental draft is for players who lose their eligibility. In college football, they lose their senior year because of season-long suspension, something like academically ineligible, but it has to be after the NFL draft. So after the NFL draft, they lose their playing rights for the next year, and then they go into the supplemental draft.
So what is NFL spokesman Aiello? Anello, Aiello, went to high school with some Aiellos, spelled the same way. What is he talking about when he says Terrell Pryor's not going to get a free pass? I mean, isn't that what it is?
Well, I mean, I think what it really is, when you look at Terrell Pryor, he kind of chose to become ineligible because he was supposed to take his five-game suspension and then just that's it.
Right, his five-game suspension clarified his NCAA five-game at Ohio State.
Right, and then after Jim Tressel was fired, he basically said, well, I actually did a little bit more than I first said I did. So, yeah, just suspend me for the whole year. I'll go to the supplemental draft. And he chose to have it happen. And that's
you
not what the supplemental draft is about.
And you can't blame Terrell Pryor, though. Dynamic changed when Tressel is gone, I think. Okay? Now, would he have stayed if Tressel was still the coach and all this didn't come out?
He might have. You know, but
he would have missed five games.
Honestly, from what I've heard, I mean, being close to like people who have been around Terrell Pryor and what I've heard about him, I don't know. I think he really would have made the choice that would have best benefited him, no matter who it scorns, no matter who it hurts. And I mean, this is what Terrell Pryor is doing right now. He's leaving Ohio State to go to the NFL, get his paper, get paid. And that's what he's trying to do.
So to clarify for the listeners, when you say he chose, he still had eligibility in the NCAA, where most players who go to the supplemental draft can't play at all.
Right.
That's an interesting point, because I heard someone talking this morning contradicting themselves on the radio on another show, and now I see it's clear. Right. So there is a distinct difference.
Yeah.
Because they said, well, it's the same with other players. I guess there's a guy that's academically ineligible or something like that, but it's really not the same.
He didn't choose to be academically ineligible to go to the NFL.
Right.
He was just...
He didn't have a choice.
Well, he kind of did have a choice. He chose not to look
at
the books.
Right. But he
chose not to study.
He couldn't, after that happened...
Yeah, after it happened, he didn't have the option to say, well, maybe I can come back for this next year. No, he was academically ineligible, and that's that.
But isn't a five-year suspension... So what they need to do with these kids... You could always circumvent the rules.
Yeah.
Is suspend them all the next year for a ridiculous amount of games. You're eligible to come back to the university, but you're suspended for the first 10 games. See, you could play games with rules all you want.
Yeah.
And that's what the NML does, the National Mafia League. That's what they do. They're extorting money. Now, another thing I want to clear up.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say this, and they talked about, Well, the NFL, and they talk about this in college too. Mm-hmm. The NFL is making money off the players. Well, isn't that what employers do? The owners are making money off the players. If you have a job, I just want to, this may be another PSA here.
Yeah.
I want to clear this up for everyone. If you have a job and you work for an employer, guess what? That employer's making money off you.
Yeah.
Right? So for someone to say that the college athletes or the football, they're not making money. The college athletes are getting free education. That's what they're getting. They're getting free scholarships, you know. So they're getting their choice. And whether or not they take advantage of it, that's their problem. That's between them.
Yeah.
It's not between them and the university. It's between themselves, okay? The university is offering them a free education to play a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't the university make money off of them? It's like an employer-employee relationship. If you don't like that, start your own college and start your own football team.
All right.
Or become an employer. And that's just that dynamic. I don't know why I brought that up.
I mean, my argument to that is just be maybe you can argue that the players can make a higher percentage of the money than they are making, because right now they're making about, you know, collectively, if you take all the money that college football has made, $1.1 billion last year, divided up by 85 scholarship athletes on 119 teams, that's about $100,000 per player. You know, if you look at just the money, and they're making,
yeah, but the players don't have the cost,
right.
The equipment costs, the travel costs, the uniform costs, the band costs. You know, that's what people that are non-business people don't understand. They look at the gross revenue and they don't look at the expenses.
Right, but the thing is, college football, the money that they make off of college football, not just covers the team, it covers buildings in the university. It covers
not
a
everybody.
Lot.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
The big
no, not everybody. Not everybody.
So,
not everybody.
So it's right to pay somebody at a big program like an Ohio State, but it's not right to
but
pay
that's,
somebody
But that's what
at,
the argument is. Look at where the violations are. The violations aren't at the small universities. There's no violations
well, maybe
going
they
on.
They are, and nobody cares.
Oh, they are. I mean, there's a few, but it's not like there's this whole scandal going on at Texas Tech. It's not like this whole scandal is going on at the University of Small State. It's going on at Ohio State, Miami, USC, the big schools. So, you know, I'm not saying that you want to start just outright paying players, but, you know, you might want to start considering something.
Well, okay, let's talk about that, but let's talk about the NFL. The problem I have with the NFL, too, is they want guaranteed money in the form of signing bonuses. If you want a revenue share, it should be based off of commission only.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know what? The team makes money, you make money.
And not, the team loses I think that's money, a very fair deal right
the
there.
The team loses
that's,
money, you lose
that's
money.
Very
Guess
fair.
What? We go to the Super Bowl and we win the Super Bowl, fellas, we are going to make bank. And you guys are going to make bank. And that's the problem. That's the flaw with it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants their money for doing nothing. And that's the problem, even in this economy. Everybody wants money for doing nothing. They want to do as little as they can, as, you know, by doing the least as possible. And that just aggravates me generally. Hey, another great show wrapping up Friday, August 19th, 2011.
Yep.
We're in the middle of preseason week number 2. Pretty exciting. Full slate of games tonight. Buccaneers up Miami here Friday.
Next Friday?
Saturday, I think.
Saturday?
It's a Saturday days. Game. Yeah, I think because now they got a long break.
Okay.
Is it another Thursday game?
I thought it was a Thursday game. I'm not sure, actually.
It might be a Thursday game.
We'll
might be. Yeah, it may be a Thursday game. It may be. I don't know. My assault ADD is kicking in. My ADD. Hey, Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. I'll see you at the 50-yard line.